jasmine, oolong, green, and white. Long ago, these four teas were skillfully brewed at the Blissful Brew. Then, everything changed when the shop's popularity threatened its existence. All Mr. Ocaron, the shop's owner and tea master, could do was to recruit four teenage orphans to learn his trade and staff his shop. A year has passed since the orphans were hired, and although their skills have progressed, they still have a lot to learn before they can brew anything. But I believe that they have the potential to make the Blissful Brew the greatest tea shop in the world.
Last time on Benders and Brews, an Avatar Legends podcast.
He finds a very large, nice house, and on the decorative mailbox it says, Shifu Family.
And I knock on the door.
A man dressed in a long robe says,
Welcome to the Shifu residence.
My name is Sebastian.
You mentioned something about some sort of tea deal that the master and the mistress have ordered for the party tonight.
Yeah, there's a miscommunication.
Maybe I could retrieve the order form. And if you want to write notes on it, and I could have it sent off to the master wherever he's at. Like I said, I could.
While he's out of the room, I'm pickpocketing their couch cushion.
He comes in and he hands you a sheet of paper. It is a tea ordering form from some company called Hot Leaf Juice.
Oh, hey there, mister. Got a squid delivery.
I walk around the house, try and find any sort of storm doors.
Yeah, you do find a kind of a storm cellar.
I want to go in there. I try to just smash the lock. I try to go in through and close the door behind me.
There was a problem with, you know, the hot leaf juice not having all the proper teas that they needed, so that they needed, you know, our help, the Blissful Brew, to, you know, kind of restock what they have, and, you know, you guys give us the rest of the payment.
So he writes that down, and he says, I will have this mailed off right away.
Just stuck in the basement.
Who is hot leaf juice? How will the master and mistress use this squid? And then the real question...
Well, Brock Lee ever get out of the basement? Is he stuck there to enjoy his time with his new friend, the squid?
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Benders and Brews, an Avatar... I guess there's a little bit more to that. A non-canonical Avatar Legends real play podcast. It's important to say that because we come up with some pretty crazy stuff. And sometimes we get a little bit of inspiration from the show, and sometimes we very much mess with the inspiration we get from the show. And also, sometimes we just don't use certain things from the show. I digress. My name is Skylar Corsett, and I am the Game Master, creating this story alongside my co-writer, Nick Van Something, who's not here today. I'm not going to try it with his last name anymore. I just don't... I think it's Persum. It's like person with an M. I don't know. Yeah. He doesn't like it anyway. It's not that. Mm-mm. I'm still wrong. Are you kidding me?
No, I don't. Oh my gosh. I'm kidding you.
Oh, maybe we should just call him Dr. Nick.
I don't think.
I kind of like that. No, he has his doctorates, doesn't he?
Yeah,
but he called it
up. He deals in medicine, doesn't he?
Nah, he's a quack.
Quack Nick. All right. Anyways, and of course, I'm here with all of my players who are going to introduce themselves and their character as we do every episode to remind you who the heck we are. Michaela, go.
I'm Mika.
And your character's name is?
Mika.
Ah, yes. Said. So we have Mika playing Mika. Cameron.
Hi, I'm Cameron. I'm playing Bildor.
Bildor. Dave.
I'm Dave playing Gohan the Adamant.
Yes, Gohan. Gohan. Okay. And Connor.
And I am Connor. I'm playing Broccoli the Earthbending Hammer.
Nice. So, kicking things off today with your character questions to get to know your characters just a little bit better. What is each of your characters' favorite music? Like genre or favorite like musical instrument, since it kind of was like a more like Edo period, you know, when not everything is a band, you know, like sometimes you're just like, man, I just enjoy the sound of the violin or something.
Mika's favorite instrument is the
hurdy-gurdy.
I was gonna say the mouth harp.
A mouth harp.
I don't know why. I just thought the mouth harp
is
for
it,
Mika.
Like just a harmonica?
No. Like it's the thing you stick in
your mouth. Oh, that boing, 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 boing. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
crackheads use it a lot.
Okay. She definitely.
Maybe that was like a swamp leaf.
I was just gonna say she must have spent some time in the foggy swamp. So that totally actually made. No. I like the twangy mouth harmonica. I think that fits.
Kind of felt like it fit to me.
Sure. All right, Bill Dorr.
So the reason I was thinking about that is I'm the flip. Bill Dorr's favorite instrument is the harp.
Oh, the regular one.
Yes, he does not know how to play it.
No, that's okay.
His mother used to play it all the time when he grew up. So,
all right, much more sentimental.
He does not know how to.
Harp.
Those two instruments are harp. Very opposite.
I mean,
sounding.
I'd pay a very small amount to listen to it.
I wouldn't pay
for a very short amount
that.
Of time, probably. But I mean, I'll try anything that's legal.
Hey, we can really help out
and
our
safe.
Tea shop. With that band
again, Bill Dorr does not know how to play.
I think what you guys are saying is that you're bringing back the block party idea.
Hey,
Guohan, what do you listen to?
I don't think Guohan suggested the block party. He's a fan of the kalimba.
Kalimba.
It's kind of like a music box you can play.
Yeah. I've heard of those before. Very nice.
But back in the carnival,
at
the fortune teller's booths. Like, they had somebody would play that kind of behind the curtain, out of view.
Okay.
Added to that mystical atmosphere.
Absolutely.
And his other favorite instrument, unofficially, when he's in the back room of the tea shop, he likes a good old two spoons.
Two spoons.
Oh, classic.
And he plays them himself while he's washing.
Yeah, he likes to do a little...
See, those pair well with the mouth rhythm. Harp. So
that's right.
I thought you were going to say that he likes to use the squid legs as, you know, strings and, like, make his own kind of harp.
That's weird.
That's... Yikes.
You're able to come up with that, but you don't want to come up with your own instrument, huh?
That's how PETA comes after you. Brock Lee, what is your favorite either musical instrument or music to listen to?
I would say that Brock Lee's favorite music is he doesn't play much himself, but he will always stop to listen to the Traveling Nomad Band.
Oh,
whenever
yes.
they come into town. and if anything, he didn't have much growing up, but he always had a washboard handy.
Okay.
So he... is a skilled washboard player.
Did he do a lot of wash a lot of clothing, and he just kind of was like, wait a minute, I hear something here.
Yeah, he's got a little bit of rhythm.
All right.
Yeah, sometimes when Guohan comes back from clearing off a table, he's tapping his spoons together, and then Brock Lee's washing those dishes. He starts getting into it, and then...
It's just a whole, and then Lizzie busts out her mouth harmonica.
We just
or her mouth that. Harp. Gosh.
I don't know how to play that.
We jam in the back, and then Bill
I think
Dorr
it's pretty easy for
freestyles.
Most part.
If a washboarder, a professional washboarder, gave it up, they'd be a washed up washboarder.
A washed up washboarder.
I should say that's when he's washing the towels that we clean the tables with.
All right, so last where we left off, Bill Dorr, you came in while they were downstairs, right? And you were just kind of wandering about the house, more or less?
No, I ran into Mika in the front.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, you kind of let yourself in.
Yeah, the door was wide open.
Yeah. So you let yourself in. You had talked to Mika a little bit. And then where are you now?
In the kitchen making a sandwich.
You're in the kitchen making a sandwich. Okay.
That's where men
so
belong.
You, as you're in the kitchen making the sandwich, that's when you see the butler walk by with Guohan. The two of them are talking, so he's really focused on Guohan about the squid and such like that. Guohan leaves. You hear Mika leave. You're in the house. As far as you know, you're in the house on your own with the butler somewhere.
I know Mika left. I heard
she
say bye and left.
Yes. Correct. So what are you doing?
Is my sandwich done?
Tell me what you found that you've made this sandwich out of.
I would have went to... Are there fridges in this world? I went to an ice box.
Yes, an ice box.
I went to an ice box and I found some meat.
Okay. What kind of meat?
Squid.
It was not squid. They ordered it. They needed it, so they were fresh out. Clearly.
But the squid was for their aquarium.
That's right, the bathroom.
So you didn't
aquarium.
Go to the ice box, you went to the
I went,
aquarium.
And I got a big thing of ham.
Ham. Okay.
I have a knife and I sliced off some ham.
Okay.
And I got the cheese block, sliced off some cheese, found some bread, made myself a ham sandwich.
Okay.
I'm eating the ham sandwich in the kitchen. Ham?
Okay.
I imagined Bill Doerr was leaning against leaning against a wall, just eating a ham sandwich, and then he heard Mika say bye, and then he heard the door shut.
Okay.
And that's when he would then exit the kitchen.
Okay. Where?
Walking towards the front door.
Okay. So you start walking towards the front door.
Yeah.
You see the butler closing the door behind Mika as she's exiting. Oh,
yeah. He's going to say, hey, can you get that for me?
What? Who are you?
Oh, I'm Mika's bodyguard.
What? Who's Mika?
What?
Wait, did you tell him your name? I'm trying to remember.
She said Nika.
I said Mika.
Oh, Nika. Did you say Nika?
I said Mika.
With an M?
Yeah.
Who is this Mika? I don't know a Mika. She's not here. You're not bodyguarding her very well if you're here and she's not.
Oh, no, she just left. That's why I'm leaving. You shouldn't know I was here. That's how good I am.
Well, I mean, I suppose I didn't, but that wasn't Mika. That was a Nika.
That's what I said.
Oh.
Now, can you get the door for me? I can let myself out.
I opened the door. I would rather have known. Why would a tea shop employee have a bodyguard?
Well, her family's kind of important. She just works on the tea shop on the side. You know, internship kind
teaching
of thing.
Teaching responsibilities, you know?
Yeah, teaching responsibilities. I don't know where I heard that from, but I had the idea in my head that she's learning the ropes of being a tea shop
person. Well, I just have to say I wish she would have told me that she had a bodyguard that was coming in with her without my knowledge.
Oh, well, she doesn't really like me being around.
Well, now you just sound kind of like a stalker.
Well, no, because her dad hired me, and I have to follow her.
Now you sound like a parental paid stalker.
Yeah, that's my job.
Fair enough.
If you don't mind, I have to be going. She's clearly getting a head start on me.
Right, please.
And Bill Doerr grabs his bow staff he had just sitting by the front door, and then he just starts walking away, turns around and like nods his head at the butler and then keeps going.
The butler looks kind of confused still, but he just kind of gives you a quick nod back and shakes his head and then closes the door behind Bill Doerr.
And then Bill Doerr runs to catch up to them.
All right. And I assume that Gohan, you meet up with Mika as she's making her way down the path.
Yep, I hurry to catch up to her down the block.
Okay. So Mika, Gohan runs up to you and catches up, and then moments after, Bill Doerr rushes up and he's behind you guys now. So you guys are all in your little crew.
Mika, what'd you find out in there?
Oh, you know, a little of this and a little of that.
Oddly specific.
So we're getting the money?
Yeah, we're getting some of the money.
Oh. Some of the money. How's that going to work?
Well, we're delivering half of our tea.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, that'll help things out, I think. To the people having that big party, then?
Yeah. So them people?
Yeah. The people who are like, oh yeah, we'll take tea from you. Oh, just kidding, you're not good enough. Yeah, we're delivering half of our tea to them.
Yeah, the rich people.
Yeah, those rich party. Jerks.
Yeah.
That old man, he's a pretty good friend. I don't think he's a jerk. He's nice.
The butler?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's cool.
I made him cry.
He bought a squid from me.
I made him cry.
I lied to him.
We've all had some interaction with the old guy, the old butler guy. He's been a part of all of our lives at this point.
Hey, where's Brock? Hey.
And just as you say that, meanwhile, in the Shifu resident basement, Brock Lee looks around and finds that he is alone in the dark underbelly of the Shifu pseudo mansion.
Broccoli starts to explore the downstairs basement and stumble upon the newly made squid aquarium.
Yes.
And I look at it and I'm just like, hey, isn't that the squid that Guohan just bought? I wonder what it's doing down here. So I earth bends a little makeshift box, scooping up the squid.
Okay.
Make a lid for it.
It's back to where it was, just in different hands.
I now have the squid in my possession.
All right. That you do.
I suppose I will just go back out the way I came. Actually, are there any other spots in the basement that haven't been explored yet, or has it sort of been...
Well, honestly, not really any of the basement has been explored yet. There are some rooms in there that you notice, but the only thing that you know is that obviously there wouldn't be any exit through any of these rooms. But there are some rooms down there. One of them especially has a door that's just... You can tell that it's open ever so slightly. So it's obviously not locked because there's a crack.
Can I go check out that one room with the cracked door?
Yeah, yeah.
All
right. So you step inside, and it's quite dark in here. The sconces are mostly outside in the main area of the basement. Those are the ones that are lit up. So there is a sconce in here, but it's not currently lit.
I suppose I can't conjure up anything to make fire, can I?
Not necessarily.
I'm not a firebender.
But as you kind of like, the little bit that you can see, there's some desks and some other things. You notice that to your left, there's some bookshelves. And then to your right, this is just directly inside the room, like through the door, just a little bit of light that does seep through. There's the bookshelves on the left. And then on the right side, there seems to be just kind of a little desk area. And you notice there's a stick of incense. It's not lit, obviously, but it's just kind of sticking out of like a little pot. You know how like some people have some and then they'll light them and then set them in the pot so that it can. So you do see that. And you know that those can typically hold an ember to some extent. Mm-hmm.
Could I take one of those incense and strike it on the ground with that?
I don't think that would light it. But... Like I mentioned before, there are some sconces in the main section of the basement.
Oh yeah, could I just grab one of those?
Yeah. Well, you can. They don't come off the wall. They're like attached to the wall. But you can take the incense and then yeah.
Yeah, so I'll take the incense sticks and just light a few of them.
Yeah.
And then I'll from the sconces and I'll just walk back inside and explore there.
Okay, sounds good. So the incense is just an FYI is a very like cinnamon smell. So it's fairly strong, not like off-puttingly strong, but I'm just saying like, I mean, yeah. You catch it pretty quick. Like, ooh, it smells like cinnamon in here. Mm. And so you light them up and then you take them on over to the sconce inside the room and you light that up. And it looks to be some sort of a study.
Can I check the desk to see if there's any more money or information about this tea shop?
Sure. You take a look over at the main desk, and sure enough, there is a note sitting there, and a small stack of, well, I guess that's right, we use coins. So there's a small stack, or pouch, I suppose, of yuan sitting there.
Uh-huh. So can I want to just be in and out quick, so sure. Can I grab the note and the sack of yuan and just... And cut my loss and out of
DM. Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to have you roll a push your luck.
Okay.
Because as you are, you know, exploring inside of here, after having lit the incense, you start to hear the sound of footsteps as they're kind of coming towards you, and you hear, what? Who's... Did I leave an incense burning?
Now, push your luck. Does that fall under... What does that fall under? Creativity, focus?
Passion.
Falls under passion?
Yep.
Okay. So I have a +1 in passion.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
So I need... What is it? 7?
Yes.
Okay. So... Oh, 12.
Nice. That's like an ultra success. Okay. So you grab the paper and you snuff out the incense. You snuff out the light. You run up to the door, you open it, you escape through, you've got the paper, the money pouch, you quietly close the doors, and just as you're doing so, you hear the butler from inside. I must be having a stroke because I'm smelling things that I shouldn't. And then you hear him walking back upstairs.
Awesome.
So now you're outside.
All right. So I just go try and catch up with the group.
Sure.
And let them know what I found. And okay. I still have the squid.
Hello? Are you there? It's Amelia. The secrets of the Wandering Tavern are coming for me. I know too much. And now, so will you. The Wandering Tavern is 15 layers of corruption, gambling, exotic restaurants, hotels, expansive workstations, and buzzing accommodations. Amongst these are 23 unique locations that range from lavish establishments down to the city's seedy underbelly. But don't worry, I've got detailed battle maps of the entire floating metropolis, so all you players and GMs can find your way around. Within the bustle of this colossal airship, deadly secrets plague the air. Luckily, I was able to collect scathing testimonies from over 30 NPC patrons and staff while evading the grasp of the ruthless Claw Militia. These testimonies were laced with 30 interconnected plot hooks. It all seems to be linked. The unsolved disappearance of the engineering team, the Claw Mafia's black market empire, the automaton mutiny brewing in the depth, and even the lingering spirits of the deceased. Oh, I didn't mention that. As the sun sets, shadowy forms seep from dark corners to materialize throughout the Wandering Tavern. Hold tight to your wards as spirits roam, looking for answers, a quiet conversation, or their next victim. But don't despair. There's still plenty to enjoy if you become marooned here. I've eaten sensational food, found a myriad of powerful items, won games of chance, and delighted in the tavern's vibrant festivities. However, if you do need a quick getaway, there are 6 unique plug-and-play airships with more than 50 parts and stations to facilitate your escape. The Wandering Tavern can be an entire campaign setting, or simply dropped into your current world. I'm so glad to have been able to collaborate with some of our favourite creators, who have kindly gifted me with many add-ons and trinkets to expand your adventure even further. So, climb aboard, if you dare. Back the Wandering Tavern Kickstarter, out now.
And I want to return that to Gwell on.
Oh, you're going to hand him it. So you rush up to the group, you've got the squid, the note, the do you show them the money pouch, or?
I'll hang on to the money
pouch. Okay, so you keep the money pouch in your pocket, or what have you, and you rush up to them, so you see them in the, not too far away.
Yeah. So,
Hey, have you guys seen Brock?
Yeah. Yeah, he's over there, but
Well, there he is, running down the road.
But I think
what's that in his hand?
You have to pay up your end of the bargain.
Well, what's that in his hand? Like, that's more important and pressing than that.
I don't think so. I mean, you get to clean the bathrooms.
Like a flyer?
Yeah, it looks like a flyer. Is that in his other
hand?
He's
got something under his arm too.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I got the squid back, and I also found
Brock. Yes,
you got the squid back. Look at that.
I feel like
that's pretty cool.
Does a squid have a name? We got to give this little guy a name.
Yeah, and this is this is a lot more important than whatever silly bet we made earlier.
Yeah, what is squid? Is a lot better. What bet are you talking about? Well, I'm named Squid.
Dilbert.
Dilbert. Huh, I like that.
Dilbert the squid.
Dilbert the squid. Okay.
Okay.
All right, so
wow, that was the easiest, fastest like naming of anything in an RPG I've ever heard before.
Dilbert the squid.
Just sometimes names fit.
I guess so. That's true.
And sometimes they're better than other plans we've come up with.
I would have named him Gilbert, but as we know, squids breathe air.
Yes. Yes.
We can't have gills.
We learned that last time.
That's amazing.
But I also found this flyer. I haven't opened it yet, but I found this on a desk. I'm trying to find out what it is, though.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, do you read it, or do you hand it to somebody else to read? I'm just curious.
I'll
I feel like this is an opportunity to learn a little bit about Brock. I don't know.
I'll read the note.
Okay. No, I don't know. I've played in RPGs where someone was very adamant about, my character doesn't know how to read.
Yeah.
My character does not count.
I wonder which player always has characters that don't know how to read.
I'll say that Brock is able to read, but he's the kind of guy that when he's reading to himself, his lips will move with...
Oh, okay. So he'll silently be reading it, but he'll be like... Oh,
yeah, I got the sense when Brock entered the study that he didn't really have a lot of experience with that.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's very turned off by books and all that sort of... Jargon. I just grabbed the money and left.
Some might say jargon.
Jargon.
All right, awesome. So you start reading through the note, and basically you notice that it is also signed. And I don't know if you said you're reading this to yourself, but you're going to like just give them the highlights? Or
I'll give them like a summary of it.
Okay. So you read through it. Mika, you notice as he's reading through it that it's got the same stamp from the Hot Leaf Juice Company. And the note outlines, we appreciate, the basic gist of what it's saying is, we appreciate your assistance in choosing the hot leaf juice for your party instead of the competition in your area. Here is the, here is the promised rebate from your order. The rest will follow after the proceedings of tonight's event.
Wait, time out. So it's not the deal I struck with the butler. It's
an insult.
This was a...
Okay.
Yeah, something else.
It's a separate one.
I was going to about be really mad at Brock.
Is there a return address on this note?
There is. It is in Bossingsay. It is like a section of the city in Bossingsay.
Okay, so, but that is the Hot Leaf Juice's return address?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, and is there a date on this that lets us know when this was...
When it was done? Yes, it was done about 2 weeks ago.
Okay. And how long ago was our order canceled?
About 2 weeks ago.
Okay. All right. So, do I need to repeat that to the party, or?
Well, yeah, you just tell. Yeah, I can. That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, so you give them a basic rundown.
So, any thoughts on next steps there?
Okay, before we get too far into that deal, we have another deal. I'm not sure it gets worked out because Bill's ignoring me, and it's a little frustrating.
So, Bossingsay.
I have no idea.
We got to get going. That's this a
is
long
what?
Way.
What is this?
We're going all the way to Bossingsay.
I mean, we.
Whoa. Dilbert hasn't grown his traveling legs yet.
Right.
Guys, why do we have to go to Bossingsay when they're going to be in town for the party tonight?
But, guys. You guys are missing out on a big deal over here.
Yeah, we're going to lose. Bokeron's going to lose the shop. Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
So this party, we gotta figure out where this is.
Yeah.
Did you guys figure out anything when you were inside?
Yeah, Mika, you were getting a fully friendly.
We're delivering half of the tea to the party tonight.
Oh, so what's the address of the place? We can start heading out there.
The address of the place is...
It is... 45th 4th Street, 5454. Wait, I already said the number of the house.
Yeah, this is a weird zip.
4545 45th Street.
Alright. And,
What
city?
In this city.
Oh,
this
in
Gowling.
Okay. We had to maybe start making our way over to 45th Street and. You know, we can try and...
In those clothes?
What street are we on?
You guys are on Shifu Road.
That's not a number. That's
quite a name.
They're not all numbers.
Why would we be going to this address when we need to get the tea ready to be shipped? Because right now we have a deal and they're expecting half of the tea to come be delivered.
Well, they're not expecting it. The Hot Leaf Juice is expecting to make the full order. We just lied to Sebastian.
But the Shang family,
what
was it?
Shifu
family.
They're out.
They said they signed. Well, the butler said that. Yeah, go ahead, bring half the food. We got it. I'll give it to the Shifu family. So they're going to be expecting half of the tea to be delivered from us. So
I don't think they'll get that note until they come back from the party.
What if we just like went there and just claimed that we brought half of it when it's all just hot leaf juice stuff?
So we go in, steal half of hot leaf juice's stuff, and then bring it
back. Or rather, we just slap some like Mr. Ocaron stickers on it and claim half as our own. That way we don't have to really do the transportation. They're going to do that all for us.
But we have all of the expensive tea.
Thank you.
Mr. Ocaron said that we can't sell because it's for rich families and not everyone at our tea shop is going to buy them.
We could run a special.
So it's just going to go bad.
Yeah, but we're still going to make money.
Tea is just dried leaves. That doesn't go bad.
Yeah, that group of old guys that comes in like every week, they love specials.
Yeah, we give them a 2-for-1 special, call it good.
Why?
You want me to make a squid harp?
I got 2-for-1 special.
So there you go. We do have, I mean, we did get quite a bit of money at this place. We could at least drop the money and Dilbert off at the tea shop while we figure out the next steps.
Gotta make sure Dilbert's all good.
We gotta
Dilbert
get our,
is our mascot. He's not Dilbert. Going anywhere without us.
Our pride and joy.
You're gonna take a box of water and squid along to you with, like, to a party or to wherever you gotta go.
Boxes of squid can get you anywhere. It's like a clipboard of this world.
It's like a clipboard.
You can get anywhere in the world with a clipboard if you have enough confidence. And I feel as if having a box with a squid and it's gonna be the same.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. I mean, most places allow clipboards in them, so I suppose you could pretty much go anywhere with a clipboard.
I mean, why else would you show up to a place with a box with a squid in it unless if you had a reason to be there?
Exactly.
With the box with the squid in it.
That is a pretty, like, it's kind of one of those things, like, that was too specific to deny, you know, kind of a thing.
Dilbert's alive.
I suppose that makes sense.
That's a good character.
Anyway, okay, so you guys are walking down the path. Where are you guys headed to right now?
45th Street? Or are we heading to Mr. Ocaron's?
Well, we can go to Ocaron's, 45th Street, or there's still the Coyote Boars.
Yeah, we can just go beat them up. I'm still down for that plan. That
beat them up
plan.
With a box of Dilbert.
Yeah, I like that plan originally.
Can I slap Beldor with some water?
Do you have water with you?
Don't take Dilbert's.
Yeah, Dilbert needs it.
Yeah.
Kind of selfish of you to take Dilbert's life.
I literally only need a couple drops, and Dilbert's container probably is not watertight, so...
Oh, no.
Well, it must be watertight, because
it's got a lid on it.
Yeah.
But, like, they made it, and they put air holes in it, so it's not...
Well, he doesn't need air holes. We talked about that.
He doesn't
need
air
holes.
No,
he does need air holes.
Oh, he does need air holes. That's what Beldor says.
It's only filled, like... 3/4 of the way, so he's got water and he's got a little air pocket. A little bit. It's like in Demon Slayer, he's got just a little backpack and pay no attention to what's rattling around in the back.
But I feel like it's still not watertight, so therefore there will be a couple drops that would escape that and could
the air holes.
But why?
Yeah.
Because he won't listen to me.
Okay, you do it. You do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, you bend some water out and you slap him with, you slap Beldor with it and then you put it back?
No, it just falls to the ground.
Heartless. Doesn't even care about Dilbert.
That was Dilbert's water.
It was already dripping out.
I can't believe this. Why'd you even splash me with Dilbert's water?
Because you're not listening to me.
About what? I think we're all decided we're going back to Mr. Ocaron's. What
and
deal?
I won about where you cleaned the bathrooms for a month.
I don't remember this deal at all.
You said you won't get anything done with the Shihan family, and I said, yeah, I will. Watch me. And Shifu family.
I don't remember this deal. Do you guys remember this deal?
I have no idea what you're
talking about. Oh my gosh. Go on.
You guys literally told Mr. Ocaron about it before we left.
I don't think we've had a single conversation with him.
Wasn't there a document with all of this on it?
We just wanted to double check the bathroom schedule for the next month. That was it.
Yeah, I just have a bathroom schedule.
I got bathroom duty this next weekend.
Actually, he gave you
the
whole month.
You have a lot of bathroom duty.
He gave you the whole month, Brock. Sorry. I tried. You know, I tried to barter. Give Mika a couple times of your month, but, you know.
Yeah, I just got to take one for the team. I understand.
Apparently, you've been taking one for the team for the last 3 months.
Hey, everyone. I just wanted to take a quick break to share something really special with all of you. We recently got our first review on iTunes from Corsairy, and they said, I love listening to live play podcasts, and I was interested in finding one for this game, so I was incredibly stoked to find this one. It's not too far into the show yet, but the players and DM have a great chemistry, and the characters they've created are interesting and dynamic. So far, it's a really fun listen, and I'm excited to continue following the story. Great job, bros. I just want to say, on behalf of all of the cast and myself, a massive thank you to Chorus Harry for taking the time to say these kind words. It really means a lot to all of us to see that our show and all our hard work is being enjoyed by all of you. So, if you're also enjoying the show and you have the ability, it would be amazing if you could take a quick moment to leave us a review on iTunes. Any and all feedback is welcome and helps us to not only promote the show, but also helps us to make the show better and more enjoyable for all of you. So, if you're able, we'd really appreciate it if you'd be willing to take the time to drop a review for us on iTunes or even share the podcast with your friends. Thanks again, and let's get back to the show. All right, so after a few minutes, you finally make it back to the Blissful Brew. Mr. Okuron is inside catering.
Is that actually where everyone's going?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Where should we go?
You step inside and...
Oh, yeah, I'm done with that. But we can at least drop off the money that we got.
And Dilbert. We don't want him in harm's way.
Yeah, you step inside, and Mr. Okuron is catering to some of the customers there. Well, all the customers there. And he sees you guys, and he sits down the teas, and he thanks the customers that he's working with at the moment. And then he rushes over, and he goes, oh, so how did it go with the Shifu family?
Do you have any stickers or stamps or something?
I might have some stamps.
Yeah, just so people know it's your product and not someone else's.
Oh, you mean like branding stuff?
Yes.
I've got a number of different like little pieces that I can, you know, I've got a thing I can like burn stuff into, or for pressing stuff the design into, or stamping just, you know, like with ink.
Could I just borrow those?
Do you need all of them? Just the ink? Just the ink? Okay.
The stamp one would work.
You
remember that? They were going to dirt to the grindstone mass marketing idea you had? Yeah, we're going to do that.
Oh, all right. Okay.
And the builder winks at the rest of the group. And then he's like, yeah.
And he rushes over. He's got like just behind the counter where the money box is and stuff like that. And he comes back and he hands you this little... You know, it's a little pad with the ink, and then there's the stamp, so you can stamp it in the ink and then stamp it on something.
Does anyone in our group have, like, a satchel or, like, a bag or something?
Yeah, Guohan does.
Okay, so Bill grabs it and hands it to Guohan.
Okay, okay.
Because he doesn't have it.
All right, so Guohan, you have this Blissful Brew stamps. Suddenly you hear the sound of glass shattering from inside the Blissful Brew.
What?
Followed by a
dude, no.
A bunch of he's escaped.
Followed he's by grown.
Followed by a group of the what you can only assume is the customers inside going
rush inside to see what happens.
Yeah, I'm going.
All right, you too. Guys rush inside. Mr. Okuron is standing there, looking very surprised. There's a rock on the ground that seems to have been thrown in through one of the windows.
Somebody's trying to play rock
and there's
music.
That's funny. It was very funny for this tragic situation we're in.
There seems to be a note attached to the rock.
Oh, this reminds me of a joke I wrote. You're going to flip it over and the note's going to say, fix your windows, stupid.
Gohan goes over and grabs the note and says, it's about drive, it's about power.
You have to see
it.
He
says that? Or the note says that?
I don't know.
Is it okay? Okay, two people have said what they think this note's going to say. Who's next?
You guys are just standing around, like, theorizing out loud what you think the note says. Like, Gohan's like, I think it's going to say, it's about drive, it's about... And then Mr. Ogeron's like, just open the note!
And so
it's
so
breath.
Brock picks it up and goes, starts going,
shut up! Everyone has their strengths in reading his mind.
You figure, here's the note.
Fine, take the stupid note. What's it say?
All right. Oh, okay. So
but
you...
I have to sing it because it's the lyrics to the rock
song. I go
song.
Back in the back room to see if Dilbert's okay.
Dilbert looks completely, like, blissfully Starling. Unaware of anything that's going on outside like of his immediate little...
He's, like, lounging in the sink or
something. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, to be a squid.
He's washing
sink.
Right
he's
next to washing.
It's cold water. It's
right next to the alcoholic tea we've created. He's washing Brock created in the sink.
He's just lounging and washing dishes with, like, two of his tentacles.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, I'm good with that.
Oh,
he
just,
he takes after his dad.
Before.
He takes after his
dad. Oh, you're not a dishwasher.
No,
I'm a dishwasher,
you're a dishwasher. I was going to say, what, you're the dad? What am I,
John? He takes after his dad's plural.
Okay.
Ah, stepdaddy.
Yes. The note, it says...
You have to sing it, remember?
What, you're singing
I'm
it?
I'm reading it.
You're the
I
one
said,
reading
oh,
it?
Oh, it's the lyrics to the rock music.
Okay, then you sing it. Here, I'll message it to you. And that new rock song Shoop. Is.
It's a rock. Yeah,
it's a doo-wop rock.
That's not a good rock song. Change it.
I'm inserting it for you. Go, Salas. It's right there. It's right there.
I know, but I can't do it with what you're with.
I'm not gonna do it.
Like
how about you just read
50s.
It?
Sell us the shop or else by you know who.
That's the artist.
That band.
The artist formerly known as you know who.
You know. They cannot be named.
It hey, said Mr. what?
Mr. Sell us the shop or else.
Rose.
It's a great song.
Is that by Queen?
No, it's by you know who.
Oh.
I look at Mr. Okuron and I say, well, who's you know who? Apparently they're a great band.
Hmm. I recently had somebody try to offer to buy the shop from me. They were very adamant about it.
Why do they want the shop so?
Getting swallowed alive by loan sharks.
Maybe it was the loan sharks.
So is that who you know who was?
I
fear it's somebody from my past.
Can
and
you give us
that?
The backstory?
Oh, sorry.
Were
sorry.
You guys in a band together?
He was like looking off into the distance as he said that.
Somebody from my past.
We can't see your flashbacks.
The IRS.
Yeah, he was having a whole flashback in the IRS.
He's just staring off.
They're
the
back.
Distance.
They're back to get me.
Quick, hide Dilbert.
Okuron hasn't paid taxes. In 30
he's been avoiding taxes all this time. No, he says.
It's my old employer, Hot Leaf Juice. Bum, bum, bum! And we'll find out more about that next time on Benders and Brews, an Avatar Legends podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to our show. Of course, don't forget to follow or subscribe to our podcast through whatever podcast site that you're using, such as iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, and others. Additionally, you can follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just look for the social media icons. Following us on social media gives you access to all news, announcements, and of course, new episodes as they are released. You can check out our website, bendersandbrews.com, which will feature all of our episodes as well as news, announcements, and even cool character and player profiles. It's a great hub of information for the Benders and Brews podcast. And finally, we would be truly humbled if you would be willing to take the time to leave us a review if your podcast site allows you to do so, such as on iTunes. Or, in the case of YouTube, you can hit the like and subscribe button and drop us a comment. Tell us about what you thought about our podcast episodes. It sure would mean a lot to us. Avatar Legends is a tabletop role-playing game created by Magpie Games. Nickelodeon, Avatar, and all related titles, logos, and characters are trademarks of Viacom International Inc., all rights reserved. I also want to thank the following artists who you can find on Fiverr for their amazing creative work on this podcast. Character art was done by Alessio Papadraw. Background art by Kenichi. Music by JoeTims215. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.
Now in some shows, when a player has to sing something, they just let it be well and fine. But not here. Not at Benders and Brews. See, I'm no music creator, but I found this sick beat from a public domain music site. It's called Diablo by Mac Mario. I'm gonna mix things up a bit with Mika's little song just now. Go.
Give us a shot.
Or else.
Fight, you know who. Fight, you know who.
Give us a shot. Or else.
Fight, you know who. Fight, you know who.
Come with the shot,
fight. You know.